to the 4Jack Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Season 5 of the 4Jack Podcast, powered by our friends over at Galvin Green. Galvin Green is the number one technical golf apparel brand preferred on every professional tour. They're famous for designing high-tech, elevated golf apparel for every golfer, male or female, to feel invincible under all conditions. Head over to galvingreen.com and get dialed in for the 2023 season. A massive thank you to our community that continues to support and share in our success. Throughout Season 5, you can expect more untold stories, more amazing guests, and a deeper dive into how golf truly impacts, connects, and is celebrated by many. This is going to be a really fun episode tonight, but before we get into it with tonight's comedic mastermind, we're going to head down to warmer climates and check in with the AGM, Mr. Derek Lane. What's happening in SoCal today?
Well, we are now the Pacific Southwest. The key words in this part of the world, atmospheric rivers. We are plus 20 inches of precipitation. It's almost like you and I being in LA and Vancouver in the same city. It is unbelievable. Wow. I had another event and just, it's crazy that this is Los Angeles, but it is, other than that, everything else is great. We're in the new age of podcasting with tonight, a little different, as you said, some comedy, some fun, clicks amongst clicks. So we're right in your wheelhouse here, Parksy, but anxious here because I think I'm going to learn a little bit tonight. So the old dog might just sit back a little bit and just kind of see how you young kids do it now.
Yeah, this is going to be a real fun one tonight. Without further ado, the 4Jack Podcast is extremely excited to have another special guest from the content creation space on tonight. The more research I do about this man, the more I feel like he may be the Swiss Army knife of digital ridiculousness. But in all seriousness, famously mixing pop culture and puns, actor, comedian, mega golf guy, and he just so happens to be the co-founder of St. Andre Golf, where we found him. Shout out to Carol Priscilla for turning our attention. Hailing all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, and apparently, as of today, we find out he's Tiger's homie. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Aaron Shuning.
Hey, hell of an intro, big golf guy. And thank you, Carol. She was.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. She, even though she couldn't pull the name out of the hat on the podcast, we got it figured out afterwards. So,
yeah, she was like, that's the guy from Chicago. Yeah. I don't know how you put it together. It was me. There's several of us from Atlanta, but hey, we'll take it.
It's so cool. I don't actually know where to start with you today because, like, really, you guys just dropped a massive bomb on social media. So maybe give our listeners a little insight into what's going on in your world.
Yeah, we have been sitting on this little secret. We did a shoot with Bridgestone Golf. Shout out to Bridgestone in December down in Florida with their roster of golfers, who is led by Tiger Woods. Yeah, so
crazy.
You know, we launched late August, so we're still pretty new. And then late November, a couple months in, we got that email from Bridgestone. I thought it was a scam. I was like, what? Because he just laid it out in that first email. He didn't say, we have an opportunity. He's like, do you want to do sketches with Tiger? What? Yeah, they've been awesome. Had us down there. We have sketches with Tiger, Fred Couples, Matt Kuchar, Jason Day, Lexi Thompson coming out. But yeah, today we posted the behind the scenes of that shoot. So we'll have more coming in the next couple of weeks. The week before the Masters. So I guess around when this comes out, I guess in a few weeks, is when the first Tiger sketch drops. We're very excited about it.
So what was that whole, how did that come to be? Like, they just found you on Instagram and sent you a message. It's like, hey, you want to hang out? Cool. See you then.
Pretty much. I mean, you know how the golf content world goes. Like, you got the big meme account, Zaire, and all those guys. Like, if there's good content, hopefully they'll repost it, and you never know who's watching it. And it was just, you know, a case of that. It's Adam, who's the marketing guy over at Bridgestone. He's the man. He saw some of our stuff and tracked down an email, and yeah, just hit us up and asked if we wanted to do that. And then, you know, I called my team being like, if this is real, this is insane. And it was real. And it was insane.
Yeah. The obvious answer is, please sign us up. How do we get down to the blaster?
Yeah, it was that. And yeah, it was a hell of an experience. He was awesome. Between takes, he just come stand next to us, chat, ask about what we do. It was great.
Did you do one of these? Like, did you touch him to make sure he was real?
We shook his hand. And this is funny and weird. I don't think I've actually said this publicly yet. I had a weird paper cut and couldn't stop bleeding in my hand. And I was trying, I was like, I'm about to shake Tiger's hand, and it was bloody. And I shook his hand. So I like marked Tiger, you know,
like
imprinted on him. Yeah. Pretty gross and weird. Shouldn't have said that publicly. There you go.
How did the sketches come to be? Were you guys pretty integral in that whole sort of design and storyboard, or was it just kind of they had an idea and you guys ran with the concept?
Kind of the latter there. Yeah, it was Bridgestone. They have a really great internal marketing team there. They work together with a production company called Fuel Films out of Georgia, who are great. And they came up with the concepts, but they let us kind of improv a little bit, put our spin on it when we could. So largely it was their brainchild, and we just came on and added some of our flair on top of it. But yeah, I think we found a good happy medium where everyone's pretty proud of them.
That's so cool. So let's shift gears a little bit here. Let's talk about, because I mean, you've been kind of in this space for some time now. You were a nominee of Viner of the Year, something like 666 million views or something like that. Like insane amounts. But this is something you've kind of always been involved in. And you must do this in the real world, quote unquote, because there's jingles and there's sort of brand co-op pieces out there and stuff like that. So maybe talk to us about your whole introduction into this world of content creation.
Yeah, it's kind of all I've ever done. I guess the full story going all the way back, Lonely Island joined Saturday Night Live when I was 15 years old. And I'd watched those guys on YouTube and loved them. They joined SNL, and it kind of blew my mind, where I was like, oh, this is actually a avenue to go down now. Yeah. They made Lazy Sunday. Do you remember that song? The Chronic, what? Yes. Cool, Zanarnia, that song. They did that. I made a rap video. Me and a friend made a rap video for our high school the next week. And I got to stand in the back of a room and listen to several hundred people laugh at a video I made. And I remember standing there being like, oh, I'll do this forever. So I went to film school just so I could make funny videos and figured out a way to make it happen. Vine was huge for that. Yeah, social media. It was just the perfect timing where social media, like, you know, you didn't have to be on a film set and come up with this grandiose concept to make a big video. It just, you know, put it on your phone and you could get jokes out there. And yeah, just kind of evolved with technology and figured out a way to do it. So I've done comedic content for brands. Yeah, since I got out of college, really. It's obviously grown and I've gotten a lot better. There's a lot of pieces out there that I hope no one ever finds because they're so cringy. But yeah, comedic content's always been my bread and butter. And then we decided to build a little dream team of friends and build something of our own the last 6-7 months.
Talk to us about the Veeam jingles. You have some pretty interesting some videos yeah. out there that are pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's a very fun, specific project. Veeam's AWS, whatever even that is, I don't fully understand. I had to research a lot to write those lyrics. But very big company in that world, cloud storage backup, I think. Yeah, I worked with my friend Trip Crosby, who works with them a ton, doing their comedic content. And they wanted 4 YouTube pre-roll ads, different genres of music. So that was a blast where we need a Veeam song that feels like Nirvana. We need a Veeam song that feels like a
great video, by the way. That was really, really cool.
Thank you. That one messed up my neck pretty bad. which my musician friends told me they call that a bangover.
Yeah.
So I was headbanging so hard. Yeah. Yeah, we did a country one, R&B one. It was a blast. It was a one-day shoot and just got to get weird with it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. The country one where he stands up the guitar and the desk floats away is pretty hilarious. That's super fun. So before we get into your team and what you guys are doing now, maybe take us back and talk us through who was sort of your introduction to the game of golf and how this all kind of plays in.
Yeah, I was a big baseball guy growing up. That was my favorite sport, you know, kind of naturally played tennis and golf as well. All the swinging sports, loved golf, did some local youth competition tournaments, hated that side of it. It's one of those things where I lost 2 off the tee, thought I could find them on the first tee, went down there, couldn't, had to walk back up to the tee. I was dying, got like a 12 on the first hole and was like, I'm not doing this at all. So that mixed with messing up my baseball swing, I just kind of put golf away and would just play, you know, a couple times a year for a long time. And then COVID, like so many people, really got me back into it. The, you know, fun, safe outdoor activity to do with friends. So golf has always kind of been something I've enjoyed doing, but then really fell back in love with it a couple of years ago and wanted to figure out a way to make it my career.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It was a good thing for the game of golf as a whole, but I mean, bad if you were a golfer previous to that, and now it's like impossible to get tee times unless you're a member at a club, and just an absolute nightmare across the board. Hey, D, you know all about that.
Well, it's funny because a couple of weeks ago we had Stephen Malbon on. Obviously, we had the whole art school in Atlanta and doing the digital shorts and kind of a different way with the magazine, and now we've got this, and it's like he hit a little bit with me because I was also a huge Lonely Island guy, and now they've got Please Don't Destroy, which is Steve Higgins' kid, which is also, I think, is pretty funny. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's kind of where the world is going. And as we've talked about a couple episodes, again, for me, it was really brought up to my attention when Callaway, when they launched the Paradigm stuff, essentially all they'd used was influencers. So I've kind of really dove into this side of the pool for me. But what stands out here and what I really, really wanted to ask Aaron was the creativity coming from a group. Like, we're talking slightly awkward dancing. We're talking putting ourselves out there, filming on golf courses. So let's kind of get into the creative of it all. How does it go? So much like when we have the Big Love guys on and they talk about songwriting, how do you start and where does it go? And then kind of how do you collaboratively do that?
Oh, so you're talking about for all of our content?
Yeah, just kind of overall? Your guys' content. Do you guys have like a brain session just to jam and then you go, or do you guys just throw ideas and spitball?
Yeah, it's pretty much my baby creatively. Our videographer, Seth, he's brilliant. He's wrote a couple of the videos. I don't know if y'all saw Cart Nuts that we did, which is insane. It's making fun of Truck Nuts. That was one of Seth's babies. But for the most part, I'm writing them. We're going to start doing writer's rooms here soon, you know, once I start to slow down creatively. But yeah, it's just we'll come up with ideas and then whoever needs to tap in, we'll tap them in. If that's go to a recording studio, record the song. Another fun little nugget is Jonathan and Hannah, who are in most of our videos. Jonathan has the mustache, plays the creepy guy. Hannah's the blonde, who's so funny. They barely golf. They are comedian friends that I've worked with a ton over the years, who are just the funniest people I know. They're now getting into golf, playing more. Jonathan plays a couple times a year with his family. Hannah was a cart girl in wherever she grew up. So a lot of times we show up to set and I tell them what we're shooting day of, which I appreciate. We worked together for so long that they trust me and we have a very similar sense of humor, but I'll talk to Seth about what we're shooting before we go in. But for the most part, we're there. We have 4 hours on the course between 8 and noon. We shot most of our stuff at Heritage Golf Links. Shout out to those guys in Tucker, Georgia, outside Atlanta. But yeah, I'll say, hey, here's some ideas. Do y'all like this? And they'll say, I like this. Maybe if we do, you know, go this direction, or if I tried it like this, and we kind of, I have the idea, I have a loose script, and then we collaborate day of on how to make it as good as it can be.
Well, and I kind of did some research over the last week and went back. I think that's the part I like the most is, as you said, it looks to me like it is day of, right? Like you guys have a concept, but to me, I think that uniqueness or slightly awkward or that hilarity that kind of makes your guys' comedy a little different, I think that fits in perfectly because, like, you know, the ones when you guys go, you guys kind of all are on the same page as far as the breaks and the laughs, you know, what's funny versus what's not. And it's like, it clicks, you know, and a lot of guys try so hard to kind of make that awkward comedy or that kind of hilarious comedy that people don't always understand. And it seems very natural from within you guys. So that's what I like the most is it is kind of organic in that way.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that a ton. I think we tried to pinpoint what our superpower is before we launched. There's a ton of funny people in golf, but I knew if we kind of leaned into our production background and did really high quality, crisp looking video, or it sounds great. And just just highly produced sketches would help us stand out as opposed to the kind of quick cut, just one guy saying a ton of different relatable lines over and over, which is great. We still do that, but I knew the like music videos and these kind of full storylines was kind of our secret sauce. And so that's what we kind of doubled down on. And we'll branch out here soon. We're going to be doing some long form YouTube stuff, maybe a podcast of some kind. But yeah, we knew those kind of big sketches were going to be what kind of set us apart.
Who's doing the production side of this? Is this something you do, or is it friends, or are you engaged with like a formal company relationship to do some of the production stuff?
It is Seth Kark is his name. It is an army of one. He's on our team full time now, which is huge. That happened about a month ago. Just so stoked to have him. But yeah, we're out there. He's doing audio. He's doing camera. He's editing. He's unreal. And he's so funny, which is huge. Doing comedic content, like having a funny editor is so important. So I don't think we've gotten past like a version 3 of an edit. Because when he sends back a V1, it's so close. It could go live. It's just a preference thing where I'm like, maybe we try this or adjust something, use a different take. But yeah, it's all him. He's unreal. I will hang on to him with my life.
So forever, the golf course is good with you guys being out there. No issues, no issues from the membership? Or is it just off season for the golf course?
So the situation with Heritage, they have 27 holes, which is huge. So... And one of them is a little shorter, kind of, it's not an executive, but it feels like it. Like there's definitely the two golden nines and then the weird kind of stepchild over there. No offense to anyone, there's stepchildren. So they it's a Monday or Tuesday, you know, when it's a little less busy, and we rent it from 8 to noon, and we're out by noon. They let golfers off and we'll get out of there. Nice. But yeah, we just rent it on, we rent the kind of goofy other nine when not a ton of people are out there. But yeah, it's worked great so far.
Doing your own stunts, the pull the pin one was pretty good. You had that slide down the
That was a one take wonder there, which I told him, I was like, I probably can't do this twice. But yeah, didn't hurt myself. And it is funny because at noon they will let golfers out there. So we did a sketch, we released it I think one or two weeks into us starting, but Ball Hog, where I had a ghillie suit on and face paint, they let golfers out and I was running around in that suit, and it was summer, I was about to have a heat stroke. It was incredibly awkward and tough. We learned a lot that day where I was like, all right, we got to get out of here before they let anyone off.
Yeah, keep it in the window, right? Keep it clean.
Yeah, for sure.
Too funny. The magic question, I guess, is what is funding all of this behind the scenes? Anything you can disclose? Is there some cool partnerships you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we started with a little bit of investment from one of our partners, real small. And then we have, a couple partnerships. Breakfast Balls is the polo and outerwear brand that we are working with. That's a full year partnership we're stoked about. Roosevelt's, RSVLTS, is the parent company that do a ton of fun collaborations with Disney and Pixar and NASA, and like they do wild collaborations. But their golf line, super fun. Excited to partner with them. And then Bridgestone, that is for the rest of 2023, which is huge.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those they're wonderful. They're also based right outside Atlanta, which I did not know until we started talking. Their whole golf ball factory and, you know, practice range and everything is 30 minutes outside the city. So that'll be huge for us to go out there, shoot whenever we want, and just kind of work closely with them. They're the official golf ball of St. Andre, which is just funny and wild to me that, you know, I'm a 12 handicap and we have an official ball. Like, I'm pretty sure I could play a nitro and it wouldn't affect my game too much. I love it. They've been great.
It's like,
right now it's just those two, and we're talking to a few others, and we'll see where it goes, but those are the two that are keeping us afloat right now.
It's like Derek says though, it's not necessarily the professional athletes or the celebrities anymore that really move the needle. It's the everyday kind of accessible, fun, comedic, whatever, influencer. I hate that word, but
yeah,
legit, that's really what companies are turning to now because they have the reach, they have that consumer buy-in, they have that trust established already before some celebrity throws it up and they go, well, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all brand affinity now. You know, it's, you see a pro with a little logo on the side of their hat, I don't know if that's really going to move the needle for you, but if you're watching these people online and it's relatable,
yeah,
and they're playing something, you know, the brand kind of gets it because they're sponsoring the people you like to watch and the people you feel like you'd be friends with.
Yeah.
It goes so much further. And I love that golf and so many other industries are kind of getting the hang of that.
Well, and I think also, Parksy, I mean, we were talking about this a little offline, is that the St. Andres and the Zaires of the world are reaching a completely different group of people that aren't necessarily country club people, right? So you're getting into this world that you, like he said, you know, we get into this a lot where, you know, Aaron was saying, I'm a 12, or, hey, I don't play that well, or I do this. 12 still pretty good. But, like, you get into these people, like a lot of the guys, and you said two of the people on there, as you were saying earlier, don't really even play. But it's like, that's what I'm noticing the most, is that the reach through this medium is so different than the reach I have as a golf professional, or you have, Parksy, being a really good playing amateur. It's a way different world, right? So, like, I love that we're no longer inclusive to just certain people. And I think that this kind of thing, like, for me, always running late was the one I love the most, because I deal with that every day. And it's so true, right? Like, that's awesome. Or beer check, right? Like, we, you know, those are just things that we are all part of. And I think that the message now doesn't necessarily about have to be about score. And I'm learning so much in my profession that, you know, Instagram, while now basic in its own right, is a huge tool. We have a members only page. We communicate through social media. We're using a lot of this to our advantage. Suddenly now web traffic is plummeting and app traffic is skyrocketing. So I just think the ability of the touch, and I think the format that St. Andre's using is so simple to watch and read, you know, like, it puts you in everything they do hits home from some angle, right? Like, you've experienced, you've been there, you know that guy, and it's like, oh, hey, I know who that is. And I think that the simplicity is the brilliance of it all. And I think those who get that are the ones that are winning at this game.
Yeah, I fully agree. If you can tap into, you know, influencer, that's a bad word.
Yeah.
Relatable jokes, that hurts me too, but that's what it is. You know, we try to take it a level or two past. Like, we start with a relatable idea, then blow it up, make it insane. Like the beer check, like, you'd be like, oh no, am I going to get caught? But then obviously we show someone get shot by a sniper. Like, that's insane. But yeah, it has to start with that relatable joke. And we're not going after the country club guys. We're not doing, like, when a non-member comes in the locker room type jokes. Like, we don't know that world. That's not for us. We're dive bar guys that love playing golf is kind of what we say. Yeah. So we try to just drill in those tiny micro relatable moments and then blow it up and make it insane.
Now, you've had some experience working with professional athletes before, because I remember seeing some of your video content for AT&T with Tish. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Tish and Josh Kelly, Hole in One Trick Shots.
Yeah.
I just directed content years ago, but still pretty tight with them. They're wonderful. They're super fun. That was AT&T let us get weird for that shoot, and it was super fun. Let Tish dance, and it was like, she was terrifying. She was stalking everyone with dancing, and I got to be Josh's, like, encouragement director, kind of playing on Key and Peele's Obama anger translator.
Yeah,
where I was just on the range, like, hyping him up for trick shots, and it was a blast.
So you said you're still in touch. Are they going to potentially have some cameos coming up in the videos, or is that
potentially, yeah, collaborations? That's something we're definitely going to be leaning into the next few months. Joe and I now have the same agent, which is great. So we'll be working together more, and a few of the guys on that roster. But yeah, collaboration is going to be huge, especially as we kind of dive into YouTube a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, Brian Brothers, talk to those guys all the time. They're wonderful. But yeah, all about the collaborations. More of that coming soon.
Well, and the collabs are the key to me, because that's kind of going back to that accessibility, right? So it's like, it's a big deal when you guys can go with other people. So, like, I thought Dude Perfect a long time ago was the first ones that really understood what it was like to bring in all areas of sports and all other people into this. And they did a great job kind of paving the way. And I think now when we're seeing all of this, and obviously nobody did it better than Dave and Barstool, like, they just took it to a level that nobody could even believe. But I think that the uniqueness and where everybody's got to find their own niche, and I think there's enough room in all of this for most. And the one thing I do like about the internet is that those who are not equipped or not the best, they don't last long. It does not take long to get yelped out of this world if something isn't funny or if something's not worth looking at, right? So I'm a big fan of the brutal honesty of social media, that side of it, because I think it's really fun for us to, because there really isn't anyone like St. Andre, right? Like, you guys just do different things. And it does have that kind of off-brand Saturday Night Live fifth or sixth skit kind of thing to me, which I'm a huge SNL guy, have been my whole life. But I just think that there's such a huge market for where we're going, that if it brings people to the game and you guys are connecting it via any way we can, I'm all in for it because I think that if you're not, I think you're going to get passed by.
Yeah. Amen. You are preaching today, my friend. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, right up there with influencer and relatable jokes, grow the game. I know y'all talk about it. It hurts, but it's true. Getting the comments that say, I don't even golf, but I like these videos. Like, I'm like, yes, that rules. And when it comes to collaboration, we do want to collaborate with those big golf influencers. That'll be a blast, but also bringing in people from completely different industries. Our first YouTube video, it might be out by the time this comes out, but it's with Andy Mineo. He's a rapper, coming in hot. Do you know that song? That was everywhere a couple years ago. It was the number one song on Reels for a year.
Massive.
Yeah, he's newly into golf, and we did a putting contest with a kind of YouTube challenge aspect. But yeah, we're trying to bring in people that you wouldn't expect to see in golf content, and hopefully just get new eyes that are not used to golf content on our stuff.
Yeah, that's what it's all about for sure. Trying to engage the audience, right? Bring in some different industry people. Where can this go? What's the ceiling? I mean, obviously you don't really know, but what's the expectation? Where are we going to try and take this to the moon?
I guess, you know, it's happened quick, which has been wonderful. I mean, we launched last week of August, so we're, 6-7 months in. We are so far beyond where I thought we'd be right now, which I'm so thankful for. But the kind of initial goals are out the window because we've already hit them, which is amazing. So I don't want to get too far ahead. There is the kind of pie in the sky manifest type things. I want to do a movie.
There's another hot button word. Yeah, movie.
Yeah, yeah. I want to do a movie. There hasn't been a great golf movie in a long time, I don't think, especially comedic. I love a dark comedy, you know, almost a tin cup type vibe. We have some stories that we've thrown around. Our team, I think we could crush it. Jonathan is a brilliant actor. He's done some Stranger Things stuff, and Hannah has written a ton. She's did a one woman show in Atlanta that was so good. She's written a bunch of screenplays. Like, I think we have the talent to do that. That's something that I wouldn't even really think about putting us on camera, but I think creatively, I think we could do something really cool. And I want to investigate that the next year or two.
Well, that would be awesome, because the one thing we haven't done in this sport is kind of a Wes Anderson type movie with golf, right? Like, somewhere it's got some sort of dark, different look to it, but yet still comedically off the charts, but kind of something that's not been done, because we've all done the slapstick, slapshot stuff, and we've all seen those, right? And it just gets to the point. But yeah, I've always thought of that too. When you said that was funny, when you said that was dark, I was like, there should always be some sort of Rushmore, Wes Anderson type field of golf, right? Connected on the backside, make it a little bit of a dark comedy, but yet using golf in the sport and the culture. I thought that's always been something that would be great. So good for you for saying that. That would be awesome to see.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think there's something there with, you know, a John Daly type washed up partying pro that works at a course that's kind of over it. But then there's like a young phenom that he kind of has a new, you know, lust for the game to kind of get back into it. I don't know. There's a lot there, but that's something that's definitely in my head. So we're doing all these goofy little sliding down bunker sketches, but that's in the back of my head the whole time.
I'm sold already. You can take my money. I'll be there for sure. Repeat. Yeah. I got to ask one question here. In all seriousness, is John really that sort of multi-pasty colored sort of face, or is that makeup, or what's his deal?
I think that's color correction in post.
Yeah, okay.
He's not fully jaundiced.
It's very like,
we see those
soft
the comments every once in a while.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for the creep videos, great. I mean, exactly. They make him look like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is the one, we call it welcome, but where he like hits a great shot for the first time. And I'm going to devote my life to this. Yeah. He's a little green there. Yeah. I'm also colorblind. Just a little fun fact. So I didn't notice that was, you know, it's
interesting.
Seth doing videos, send me drafts. I'm not looking at color ever.
Oh, so okay.
We posted that and I found out, with all the comments, but yeah, whatever.
He's got this,
it's fine.
Milky tinge. And then it's greenish pinkish. And I just thought maybe that was by design, but clearly, that's your disability coming through.
I think it is. Yep. Oh well.
All good. So, okay, give us, Aaron, before we let you off the hook tonight, because we're almost at that magic sort of time limit. Give us a day in the life. Now, maybe now, and then previous to the recent success.
day in the life.
Yeah. Get up every day, go to the gym, go hit balls for 6 hours, that kind of thing. Or what are you doing?
I wish. Yeah, every day is so different when it comes up as a shoot day, if we're writing, if we're doing meetings. Yeah, I'm doing my Monday, Wednesday, Friday workouts at the gym with nice. Some guys.
Yeah.
Now that I'm seeing myself on camera way too much, I gotta get my shit together.
I like it.
I said a bad word. Is that okay?
Always. We're okay. Encouraged.
Always. Hell yeah.
And we're talk balls. We're good.
Yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah, and then I have my co-working space I go to, right? Have a meeting or two. And then, yeah, try to go play 9 holes at least twice a week. Bobby Jones Golf Course, kind of the home of golf in Atlanta. It's great. They just put a ton of money into it. Like the clubhouse rules, the restaurant rules, it's a giant driving range. It's the world-long drive is going to be there this year. But, yeah, it's a 9-hole course that's reversible. It's really interesting. So every day you don't know which way it's going to be
okay,
going.
Okay, cool. Like that.
Yeah, try to make it myself play for fun, which is huge because – there's a couple months there where I was on a golf course a lot shooting content and not playing, and it just became work and can't do that. So I got to put it on my calendar, which is not a bad thing. It's very fun, and I can write it off on taxes now, which rules.
It's part of the business.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of it. And then I'll go do karaoke at night because I can't get enough of it.
Really? Secretly?
Yeah, big karaoke guy.
Wow. That's amazing.
See, there's always something behind the curtain, right? There's always something there. So that would explain a lot of – actually, that actually makes a lot of sense if you think about it. But one of the things I want to run back to is you said co-working spot. So I have this debate all of the time, and I love to hear creative people's answers. But, like, I am not equipped to work from home by myself. I am not. I would have to go somewhere where there is noise in the background and people are communicating and there's other life and energy. I am so envious of those that could just sit home and create on their own or be productive with that time schedule. It's just not for me. So, like, do you – when you think about a lot of these, and I, like I said, we've been watching – are there inspirations behind this from previous life? Are these people you know that you're mentally trying to be? Or are these just creations of things you guys are seeing in the industry? Like, are you just going up to a golf course and looking at something like, that's a skit? Or are these all based off of people in your life?
Oh, that's a great question. It's a mixture of both. I think I have a hyperactive brain. I overanalyze everything. You know, talking to the Marshall, for instance, on a golf course, I'm thinking of all the things I'm doing wrong. Is he comfortable? And now I'm leaning into that and trying to like think of every little micro feeling out there. And then also there are people that I've written things that I'm like, that's someone in my life right there. I was playing a couple days ago and we were joking about like a meta sketch idea was now when I play with people, something will happen. I'm like, that's a sketch. You know, write that down. Or it's like, hey, look, it's the guy that does this. Like, it's a character. So I don't know. Ideas are coming from everywhere now. People will send us ideas, which has happened a few times. Aaron Ross, BMX rider, we've filmed a couple ideas he sent us. Tag him each time. And then we'll also just have some insane messages from people that I'm like, I don't even know why you sent that or why you have an account. You're a freak. But we're thankful every time, you know?
I don't want to see your dog wearing pants. Yeah, thanks. That's good. I gotta say, are you being recognized when you're out in public now? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's. I mean, especially on golf courses. That's because that is our audience right there. Mm-hmm. Went to the PGA show to do some stuff with Bridgestone Golf, and it was pretty constant. But that makes sense because it's literally everybody who's watching our stuff is in one place.
Yeah, it's relevant.
But yeah, it definitely happens.
That's awesome. I can't say it's been a lot of fun. It's been like mega, mega fun tonight getting to know you and getting a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. I think I have one question left for you, but Derek, I'm going to give it to you just in case you have any final thoughts before we let Aaron off the hook tonight.
Well, I mean, again, thank you for coming on because we like to kind of push different envelopes in different places with this. We don't always like to just steer it down and make sure that it's that same person or the same topic. And, you know, the best thing is we don't ever talk about live and we don't do the things everybody else does because who gives a shit, honestly. It's still the CW, no matter how you do it. I mean, if you got the CW app on your phone, you probably love Charmed and some other great old school shows, right? But for me, I think the thing that I'm most interested in when you're talking about this, I need to know, is the name what I think the name is, being an Atlanta resident?
Whoa. If you're going to say it, you'll be the first person to guess it.
It's definitely from Outkast, right?
My man, look at Stankonia on the wall right
there. Yes, 100%. Okay, so I'm not wrong there, because
You're not.
I'm a music whore. We all know this. But, I mean, I'm being honest. Like, the first time I saw it, I'm like, if that's actually what I think it is, because it's got the little, you know, it's got the little above the E mark on it. I was like, if that's actually pretty cool, because that's not infused in anything you do. But being from Atlanta, and obviously I'm a huge Outkast fan, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to pay tribute. Because most people, it's about the Braves. And I really thank you that that's not the route you went. That's a much cooler and hipper way to go about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. No one's ever guessed that. I've had a ton of people have asked. When it came up with that name, there were three kind of boxes we wanted to check. One, we wanted it to be, it could be a brand, it could be on a shirt and not be like a golf pun. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't want to just do like a jokey something where you had to see our videos to wear this stuff. Wanted it to be like a standalone brand. Wanted it to be kind of classic golf, St. Andrews. I mean, home of golf, there you go. And then had to be Atlanta. So we had a bunch of options, but yeah, Outkast, Andre 3000, my favorite rapper by far. It just checked all those boxes.
That's right. Derek, you win the prize.
You
win a car. Yeah, you win a car.
Well, you know, let's know your shit. You can't think you got to talk about stuff unless you know your shit. So right away. And I was just like, I just thought it was awesome because it was just so different. It's like, you know, look at us, the four Jack. Or foreplay, like, you just, everybody has a pun. I thought that it was great that it's nothing to do with it, right? I think that's the only route to go. Congrats on that. That's a cool part of the story. I'm glad that we got to that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's talk about the pie in the sky goal, getting Andre 3000 in a video.
Put it up there, man.
He's close. He's local. We're
maybe
2 degrees away, but we're gonna try.
I read something somewhere recently saying that he has severe anxiety. He's scared of people and scared of being in public and scared of being on stage and being a performer and all the rest of this stuff. But who knows? Maybe golf course is that safe place.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those that is not too concerned with the celebrity side of things.
Well, I would be more interested. I don't want to see what he wears. Like, to hell with all these stupid McLemore looking stuff. Like,
yeah,
if 3000, literally, he's going to come in looking like you're supposed to look. And I want to see that.
Yeah. I've seen him twice in real life, once at a high school football game and once at the airport. And I don't think he wants to talk to anyone, but he also has to be himself, you know? So, like, yes, people talked to him at the airport and he was, I think, nice, but not trying to engage. But he had that giant hat on. His pants looked like lava lamps. Like, it was wild.
That's awesome.
He's the stylish pimp crossover guy, looking good.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, final question of the evening, and we'll let you off the hook. We're approaching the Masters. Depending on whenever we drop this one, it's going to be real close. Who do you like? Maybe give us a pick. Who do you think's taking it home this year?
I mean, it's not a fun pick, but if I had to put money on it, I'm going Scotty. I mean, it's just...
Okay, give us the pick that not everybody else is picking. We'll give you one more. Live guy, get some controversy stirred up here.
That would be fascinating. I'm not sure. I'm going. I'll be there Friday.
Will you? Nice.
Which is wild. I went to a practice round and I was like 8, because, you know, I'm only a couple hours away. Like, it's so annoyingly close to never go, but very excited about it.
The big cat will be there, so God bless you. That'll be fun.
Tucker, let's go. Again. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I forgot I'm Team Brinch.
Yes,
soon. Jason Day is gonna win. And then Lexi Thompson will be second. Yes.
Of course, yeah. Tiger Woods.
Jason Day's not that's a good dark horse pick. He's played some great golf.
Hey, listen, Lexi's got better shoulders than 3/4 of that field.
Yeah. She's always in the gym.
That is true.
She'd be scary to be in the gym with. Maybe there's a content piece for you guys. Get in the gym with Lexi. See how
that is true. There's a sketch.
Write it down. You're first.
I love it. That's great.
Awesome.
I'm saying Jason Day. I'm sticking with it.
There we go.
And we're going to clip this when he wins, and I'm going to look so smart.
Jason Day for the W. Love it. Yeah. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show tonight. So much fun. Continued success, obviously, in 2023. We expect big things. We expect some shameless self-promotion when we drop this podcast to help us.
Absolutely.
So we'll lean on you for that. But
I'm gonna share the hell out of it.
If you need anything from us, we're always here to help. Love to invite you back on down the road and continue to share your stories of success and kind of where your evolution has taken you.
Awesome. Yeah, we'd love to do it anytime. Y'all rule. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
All right, Four Jack fam. I know we all want to get better at golf, but let's be honest. Most of us don't even have a clue where to start. Do you dive into that YouTube rabbit hole or try and find one of these self-proclaimed golf influencers that promises to have a quick fix? There's always that fear of spending hundreds of dollars without even being sure you'll see results. What if there was a better option? An easier way to get the benefits on your own time? Well, we're going to let you in on a little secret. We're excited to introduce a new partnership to the Four Jack podcast family, Swing Tweaks app. Swing Tweaks is a stress-free, affordable, and more convenient way to get a lesson from a certified PGA professional. Yes, someone that has spent time learning the mechanics of the golf swing and actually knows what they're talking about. All you need to do is jump on the app and record your swing from a couple different angles. The app will help you through this. Tell us what you're struggling with, and then hit send. Honestly, it's that simple. Within 6 hours, you'll receive a full video lesson from a professional. I can't stress that part enough, a professional. They'll analyze your swing, review the potential pain points, and talk you through the solutions, providing professional advice and the correct drills to work through during your practice. You want to take the guesswork out of game improvement? Swing Tweaks is that solution. Do yourself a favor, download today on the App Store, use code 4JackPod, that's number 4JackPod at sign up, for your first swing tweak on us, absolutely no strings attached. What have you got to lose? Aside from a few strokes, good luck.